We're going to say the last shiur on Minchas Shabbos. It's the last shiur on the Shemoneh Esrei fin Shabbos. We'll say a shiur today only on the inyan of Tzitkoscha, an inyan which there's a lot to talk about and a lot of ideas what the inyan of Tzitkoscha is in Dvorim, from Rishonim, from Chazal, from Zohar HaKadosh, in Yonim, what the inyan, why we say the three psukim of Tzitkoscha, Daika, in a yom, sha'omrim tachnen, in a yom that if it will be chal b'chol, we don't say tachnen, we don't say tid Tzitkoscha. We have to remember that the Elie Rabba brings at kedei kach to realize what the inyan of Tzitkoscha is. The Elie Rabba brings that he's supposed to say Tzitkoscha standing, because since it's the inyan of Tziduk Hadin, then you have to say Tzitkoscha when you are standing, not sitting. Adoshtet in Elie Rabba. Let's see all the nyonim, why we say Tzitkoscha, what it says. In Tur, in Simen Reish Tzadik Beis, Noyegim B'chola Mekoymois, Loimar Gimel Psukim Shal Tzitkoscha. The Tur writes, there's the minig in Gans all over to say Tzitkoscha, and he brings from Rav Tzah Sholem Goyin, that the Tam is, that they said Tzidik Adin, Al Shemes Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem Ba'oiso Shoh. That's the reason they said Tzitkoscha. Zokt of them the Tor. Yesh medrashim shemaychichen shaloi meis ba'oise shah. There's medrashim that's clear that he didn't die ba'oise shah. Toises emenaches tafalamed omed aleph brings this Rav Tzah Sholem Goyin, and Toises brings it, and the Rosh brings it in Psochem, in Perikav Psochem, but there are many kashas on it, like the Tor himself says, that it's lechayra shver to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter Shabbos. There's rayas that he wasn't nifter Shabbos. There's kama v'kama rayas on this inyan. If we'll see what the kashas are, one is that it says that the day Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, he wrote 13 Sifrei Torah in Medrash and Pashas Vayelech. That's one. Then in Seder Olam, there's a cheshvin that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter on Erev Shabbos. What's the cheshvin? Because it says in Seder Olam, the kibbush of Yericho was in Chav Beis Nissen. And in that day, they went around Yericho the first time. Vayhi b'yom ha'shvi'i, it says in Posik. What's the v'yom ha'shvi'i? It says in Seder Olam. It's much mashma like that klar in Chazal, other places, in the Gemara Shabbos, ad ridita afilu b'shabbos. Yom Shabbos hoya. The seventh day was Shabbos, meaning that the seventh day was Chav Ches Nissen. If Chav Ches Nissen was Shabbos, then it's mochach that Zayin Adar was Erev Shabbos. That's one of the rayas that they have, that the Erev Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu was nifta Erev Shabbos. That's part of what the Torah means. This is brought in Mordechai, this taina. There's another taina brought in the Menorah HaTahira. There's a sefer on Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Shabbos, Menorah HaTahira, from the Mechaber of Teferes Uziel, a Talmud from the Heilige Magid, asks the following question. How could it be that it should be like that? L'choyra, when the Mekadosh Al-Pi'ariya, Tosis says in the beginning of Talmud Nishchat, that they were nizer, that they shouldn't make two Shabbosos together. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter in Zayin Adar, then Rosh Chodesh Adar was in Yom Aleph, and Rosh Chodesh Nissen was in Yom Beis, and then it can't be, because Loi Bedu Pesach. So Memelef, Tosis says in Talmud Nishchat, that the Chejman of Loi Bedu Pesach was even B'shas, when there was Kiddush Al-Pi'ariya, asks the Menorah Teira this kasha. A koponim in Taz, it says in Simeresh Tzadik Beis, Sifkotin Beis, that Avsar Sholem was not mechavim to say that he died on Shabbos, he died Erev Shabbos b'zman ha-mincha, and in different teretz. A koponim, thus is the Nekuda, we know that Arizal talks about it, that there were two istalkesin of Moshe Rabbeinu, and one Erev Shabbos, one Shabbos, two chalokim of the istalkes. We are not going to inyonim that are lamaila me'asogaseinu. What other reasons are there to say Tzitkoscha besides the stalkes of Moshe Rabbeinu before we get to what it says in Zohar HaKadosh? In Rosh, in Sechtes Psachim, so too the Torah brings, because the Rishoyim go back to Gehenem Motzi Shabbos, therefore we're matzik the din on the Rishoyim, as they bring the Torah. And Memela, the Noig in Ashkenaz, that if Sunday is a day that you don't say Tachnin, you don't either say Shabbos Tzid Koscha. Also steht in Tur, that the minig was in Ashkenaz. But what's the reason that you matzik the din? Because since you daven mincha right erev already, and it's going soon back to Motzei Shabbos, so you matzik the din for the Rishoyim that are going back to Gehenim. One time. In Sefer Ikrim, it says, Dvarim Nifloim, which will give us to explain why we say the three psukim before we get to other reasons. In Sefer Ikrim, it says, because we know this Yud Gimel Ikrim, the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Nimamen, but these Yud Gimel Ikrim, there are three important Ikrim, three important Amunais. Like the Maral tells us, one is Amitzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the second one is on Schar Va'enish, the third is on Torah Min HaShamayim. As I state in Sefer Ikrim, Maimer Aleph Perik Dalet. The Sefer Ikrim tells us that the three main Ikrim that a person has to remember, one is the Etzem Mitzias of the Rebbeinu Shalom, to believe in Yichud Hashem, in Ashgochas Hashem, to believe in Torah Min HaShamayim, and to believe in Schar Va'enish. Keneged these three are the three Tzidkoschos. Tzidkoschos Tzedek Le'olam V'Seroscha Emes is Torah Min HaShamayim. Tzidkoscha Lekim Ad Morayim is the Mitzias Asedah Yichud Abayra, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is Mashgiach on the world. Tzidkoscha Kaharei Keil Mishpatecha Taim Rabba is Schar Va'enish. So those are the three emunos that one has to have. It's shayach that if one realizes what we just said, why do we say it Shabbos by Mincha? Because we already spoke many times that there are three inyanim in Shabbos. Friday night in Shabbos is the Eidos on the Bria Asadah by the Olam of the Welt. Shabbos in the morning is Kineged Yisumach Moshe Matnas Chelkei Teirem in HaShemayim. Shabbos by Mincha is Kineged Olam Haba, we'll be Nikes Schar Va'enish. So when we pass through all three stages of Shabbos, we chazer over the three emunas that we had Shabbos. So that's the reason more in the Sefer Ikrim why we should say Tzitkoscha Shabbos by Mincha. Because since Shabbos is the inyan of Emunah, as we said, B'Shem D'Chidush Erim, that Shabbos is Sudasa de Meimenusa, Shabbos is Soyed de Emunah, Shabbos Zetiktuns mit Emunah, Sigituns zu essen Emunah, Pink Zevi de Rabbi Rabunim, Apeshischa Teitscht, Shchon Eretz Ure'ei Emunah means, we have to eat Emunah, mit Asich Paschen mit Emunah, Ure'ei Emunah means in the Lashon of Roya Tzein, you have to be Mure'ei Emunah. So Shabbos is Sudas of the Meimenusa, it's Soyed the Emuna, Sishpaist in Emuna for all week. Friday night we get the Emuna in the Bria, in the Mitzias Abayrei, in the Ashkochas Abayrei on the Bria. Shabbos in the morning we get Emuna in Torah Min HaShamayim, and Shabbos Bamincha, Emuna is Schar Va'enish. Keneged these three, the Sefer Ikrim tells us that we say these three psukim. In Shevoile Aleket, it says there's a different reason why we say these three psukim. Shiboyle Aleket brings B'Shem Psikta the Rav Kahana that these three psukim have a different reason. The first pasuk Tzitkoscha Kaharei Keil ends in the word Hashem. The second pasuk stop ends with Elikim Mi Kamoicha. The third pasuk ends with Emes Hashem Elikim Emes. That's the reason why we say these three psukim. Adova Pelef and Psikta the Rav Kahana, that the reason why we say these three psukim is because it ends Hashem Elikim Mikamoicha Terascha Emes, so it's Koilol Hashem Elikim Emes, and Azaybi Minche Shabbos is the Chsima of the week, and Chaysoma Yishal Kadosh Baruch Hu Emes, so we're Chaysim the Emes in Matzah Shabbos. Azay state in Sefer Ha in Shibayel Leket B'Shem the Psikta the Rav Kahana, and it's brought in Kama Vekama Rishonim, it's brought this reason. The fourth reason that's brought in Rishonim is brought in the Avod Raham and in Matan Moshe. The Matan Moshe, which is one of the Choshev Svarim that we have to be Masber, the Inyonim of Minhagim, it says in the Gemara in Perek Kol Kisvei Daf Kuf Yud Ches Omed Aleph that Amekayim Shalosh Sudais in Shabbos is Nitzel Mishalosh Peronius. So we have the three Sudais, three Peronius. Zok Avod Raham and the Matan Moshe. Tzidkoscha Kaharei Keil Mishpatecha Toim Rabba is keneged Chevlei Mashiach, because the Iker of Chevlei Mashiach is to be Oiker, the Rishis in the world, and the Rishis is Doima to a Tohim that has no Cheker. That's the Pshat in the Pasuk, Tzitchoscha Kar Rekel, Mishpatecha Tohim Rabba, Odomu Behema Toshia Hashem, is keneged that Shabbos is Matzel, a person from the Chevlei Mashiach. Tzitchoscha Lekim Admorem Ashisisa Gedolos, is connected the posik in Yecheskel viskaldalti viskadashti v'noidati le'enei goyim rabim. When will that be? That will be in Machemes Goik Umogoik. Is a Mela, that's Ashasisa Gedoilois. It's a Tkoscha Lekim Admorem Ashasisa Gedoilois. That's in the Machoma of the Machoma of Machemes Goik Umogoik. And the third, second thing that a person is Nitzel is from Machemes Goik Umogoik. The third thing is Keneged Dino Shel Gehenem, which the Iker Gehenem is Lomaloya Sakta Beteira. The Ikke Gehenim is on Lomas Sakta Beteira. That's the Ikke Gehenim, is a Kavati Itim Leteira. And why weren't you Oisik Beteira? And on that, does it sit Koscha Tzedek Le'olam V'Seiroscha Emes. So we have a fourth time why we say sit Koscha. So we spoke about the time that it says because of Petirus Moshe Rabbeinu, and we spoke four other reasons. Either the Tzedek Adin, for the Rishon that go back to Gehenem, either the Sefer Ikrim, the three Amunos, either the Shabbat Leket, Hashem Elokim Emes, and now we spoke about the Avud Raham, that talks about the three Sudos, the three Peronios, which are Merumas in these three Psukim. That is to cover more or less the Rishonim and the ideas that we don't have, that maybe now we do have, of what it says in the Rishonim, before we get to a fifth remez that says in Sefer Rekeach, which we will leave for later. Now we will go back to what it says in Zohar HaKadosh, why we say these three. The Zohar HaKadosh is the only place that we have Chazal in Parshas Terumah. Then in Parshas Terumah, it says in Zohar HaKadosh, Daf Kuf Nun Vav Omed Aleph, it says one place. There's another place in Parshas Yisroi that it talks about it. But it says three people klosa inen. Three are the stalka ma'alma ba'hizimna. There are three that went away from the world at this time. For kulu klilun b'moshe, a very interesting loshon azoya. They are all nichlal in Moshe Rabbeinu. Who are the three? Moshe neviya mehemna ilah. Moshe was the neviya mehemna ilah. V'David in Yosef, v'chad Yosef tzidika, v'chad David malka. Begini kach. That's why klas tzedeike din ahocha. That's why we matzik the din three times. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us the reason for tzedek din three times has to do with the three people that went nostalgic Shabbos by Mincha. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us which is which. Tzedchoscha kahare keil mishpatecha toim rabba do Yosef. That's Yosef. Yosef is kahare keil. Why is Yosef kahare keil? Let us learn the simplest pshat. Who are called Harim? The Oves are called Harim. Esa Einai Ala Harim, Chazal Darshanin, that was Ka'oves. The only one that has a kesha to the Darga of the Oves is only Yosef HaTzadik. We know that Yosef HaTzadik is between the Oves and the Shvatim. We see Kama V'Kama Arayas on it. First of all, the way the Sosemes points out that the Avnei Shoyam was the Evan Shoyam was from Yosef, and we find that the Avnei Shoyam were on Kisvos HaEifod, and all the Shvatim were written on the Avnei Shoyam, meaning that Yosef is Lamaila from the Shvatim. Yosef is Keneged the Tzavar. He's the Mechaber, the Ovis, and the Shvatim together. That's the Darga of Yosef. Yosef is part Shevet, part Ovis. That's why Yosef was Mamed Shvatim. Yosef was Mamed Ephraim Umenashe. That means if he was Mamed Ephraim Umenashe, he was risen up to a Darga of Oves. That's the way the Svarim HaKadoshim explain, Vayivarech Es Yosef. Which bracha did he give Yosef? He was gave Ephraim Umenashe a bracha. No, if he gave Ephraim Umenashe that Keruven Hashem Yili, so then Yosef also got a bracha, because Yosef became Doimet to the Oves. That's the Nekuda. Everybody knows this Nekuda. In Pachad Yitzchak, this Nekuda is brought. In other Shparach, the Shoyrish of this Nekuda is the Sasemeth, who explains it by Ariches in Kama V'Kama places. With that, the Mepharshim say that is the meaning Kaharerei Keil. The Harerei Keil are the Oves. And the Tzidkoscha is Kaharerei Keil. You are Kaharerei Keil. Why? Because you are Kimoy the Oves. That's what it says in Zohar HaKadosh. So the first Pasuk Tzidkoscha is Yosef. Tzidkoscha Elikim Admorim is Moshe Rabbeinu. And the third Pasuk, that is the koyach of David, Tzidkoscha Tzedek Le'olam, Le'olam, David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayom, that's why it's Le'olam. As I state in Zohar HaKadosh, we can't go into these inyanim, then completely lamaila from us to talk about how psukim are mechuvin one to another. Aber azevi morgen nacht starts the sphere of yisaid, which we know, even though I'm not ready to talk about it, to go talk about the inyan of yisaid, daf mitaka ob matzadik yisaid eilam, which are not motzi b'dereinu, yidin that could say on themselves that they have a kesher to the middle of yisaid and to talk about it. Aber ich red nicht wegen in my own schus. I'm talking about it just to repeat the way Svarim HaKadoshim explain a little bit the pasuk of Tzidkoscha Kaharei Keil Mishpatecha Toim Rabba Odom Ubehema Toshia Hashem, how they explain it, why it's the Pechina of Yosef as we just learned in Zohar HaKadosh, and I can understand it, why the Midah of Yesod has that inyan. Half of a fella, if a person is Ogehitne Midas HaYesod, if a person's Kedusha Sabris is the way it should be, Kedusha Sabris takes a person to the highest Madregis that could be. The highest Madregis that could be, a person reaches with Kedusha Sabris. Tzidkoscha Kaharei Keil. If a person has the Midas Sabris the way it should be, then Tzidkoscha Kaharei Keil. He could reach till Keser. He could reach to the highest Madregis that could be. That's the Madrega of Tzadik. Or on the other side, the Mishpat that there is for the Begama of Midas Sabris, Mishpatecha Tohoim Rabba. The Mishpat on this, and where a Pgam and Midas Abris could take you, he could take you to Tohim Rabba. He could reach you till Sheol Tachtis. A Pgam and Midas Abris could take you all the way down till Tohim Rabba. That's why this Pasik of Tzidkoscha Kaharei Keil, Mishpatecha Tohim Rabba, is Merames in their Bechina. Adam Ubehema, a person with Shmiras Abris could go up to the Bechina of Adam, or Rachmana Litzlan, he can become a behema from it. He can do Maise Bahamias from it. And that's one way to understand it. Mir darf man aber lernen an andere Weg. We have to learn a little bit a different way that's more closer to us. We know Chazal tell us, Nei Adam Arumim Bedas Umesimim Atzman Ke Behema. Das, the Gemara tells us in Mesechta Shabbos, Das is Seder Taris. So Das is Merames on the Inyan of Tara, on the Inyan of Kedusha. The Imre Emes said a tire word. I heard it from the Rebbe de Beis Yisrael, this word. A half of the word. Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu learned with Yosef HaTzadik. He learned with the Mishnayis. And it says Ben Zikunim. It says in Balaturim, five Sidre Mishnayis in Zikunim. Merum is a little bit the Gemara, a little bit the Lishonis, what the five are. Why doesn't it say the Taris? And the Emir Emes said, because Seder Taris you can't teach somebody. Seder Taris daf mezachalein mitchin of them. Seder Taris you can't teach. On that you have to have Yigiyah and Omol to get to Tara, to get to Taris, Tara, the Bechina of Tara from Toma. That's your own Yigiyah. That's not something that's taught. So the Midah of Das is the Midah of Taris. Bnei Adam Arumim Bedas. How do you get Arumim Bedas? How do you get yourself out of all the Taivis of this world? Masimim Atzman Kebehema, if you have Taka Anova. The biggest Yisoid of Kedusha Sabris comes from the Midah of Anova. Anova brings a person that he should be Ogit in Kedusha Sabris. And let me explain it on the simplest terms. A person takes Taiva for himself. A person takes Taiva for himself. That's the Begam in Kedusha Sabris. That he's a taker instead of a giver. A person is supposed to be a Noisen. Instead of being a Noisen, he's a Makabal. That's the shirish of the begam of Kedusha Sabris. Instead of being a noisen, you are a mekabel. Why should a person want to be a mekabel? Because I deserve to get. I deserve to accept. I deserve to be a someone who accepts. If a person is an onof and he realizes he deserves nothing, then he never zuchs to be a mekabel. He only wants to be a noisen. That is the shirish of Kedusha Sabris. The shirish of Kedusha Sabris is to realize that I don't deserve to take, I only deserve to give. I have no right to take for myself. The more a person is an on-off, the less a person takes for himself. I was oimed tonight on a nekuda nifla. The word matona, which is the shirish of giving, is the word matona. Not to be a mekabel, to be a noisen, to give. The word matona, the outside letters of matona is ma, the inside letters is tain. Tain is 10 times ma, which is the shlemus of ma. The shlemus is 10 times is the shlemus. When something comes to shlemus, it has 10. 10 means it's bishleimus. That's the word matana. That the inyan of ma, the inyan of anova, is nispashet to the shleimus, then you become a noisen, another makabel. And that's the shodish of everything. If one will understand what we said, one will realize that ahava is never expressed anywhere an ahava of isha to an ish. It's only expressed ahava of ish to an isha. Why is that? Because the ish is a noisin. If an ish is a makabal of ahava, he becomes a makabal already. That's why the nukuda of ahava is says on vayaveha. It says that Yitzchak was a oyev to Rivka. It doesn't ever say in the Torah Akdosha an ahava from an isha to an ish. Why is that? Because ahava is a kabbalah. Ahava is not a noisin. If one who gives ahava is the noisin, one who accepts ahava is a makabal. And that giving is the avoda of the ish, kabbalah is the avoda of the isha. So the shoyrish of how one can be taket the way it should be is through anova. So you will learn the pasuk a different way. Tzitkoschak arekel, the inyan of shmir sabris brings you to the greatest madregas. Umishpatecha ta'im rabba, the ta'im rabba where the mishpat goes on the begam of shmir sabris, which lowers you rachman al slon to ta'im rabba, as we know. That the chet of the Ramabal, which the Tohim opened up, was tak on the Indian of Shemir Sabaris. So it's stimmt that the Tohim is on Nivgam through Shemir Sabaris. That's Mishpotecha Tohim Rabba. That's the Nakuda of Tohim Rabba. Adam Ubehema, a person that's an Adam, that wants to be Aram Badas, if he's Mesim Atzmeke Behema, and he has Anova, that's how Toshia Hashem, that's how he's Zeicha to Siyata Deshmaya. And Izaicha to Toshia Hashem. So we understand a little bit the first pasuk of Tzichkoscha Karekel, why it's Mechuvin Keneged Yosef Atzadik, and as we explained, the other two psukim, how they're Mechuvin Keneged Moshe and David. Let us talk a little bit more before we explain other Nekudais, what there is for a person to gain with that Moshe, Yosef, and David, Moshe, Yosef, and David, when Nistalik by Shabbos by Mincha, or Akoponim, the Kviyas of Tzidik Hadin is Shabbos by Mincha. It says in Seder Hayom, Adover Pela Admiyot. In Seder Hayom it says that there is an inyan for a person to be somewhat mitztayer on the Misa of these three Bishas, when he says Tzidkoscha. I will read the Lashon. Sheroi lis anech al kocha afila b'Shabbos. And he brings a raya, it has to be like that. What's the raya? It is like that. You see that a day that you don't say tachna, you don't say tzitkoscha. It's a raya that be'etzem, the tzitkoscha, is an inyan of tsar. As I state in Seder Ayon. But we can be meramis something that I think already is mavuya in Svarim. Yosef Moshe David is begematria tefillah. Yosef Moshe David is begematria tefillah. Which means that the koyach of tefillah, Shabbos by Mincha, and I once said this already in one of the shiurim, but I'll repeat it again. If one wants to know which zmanim are the most mesugal to tefillah, give a look on which tefillahs are the most mezuzal in Klal Yisrael. Shabbos by Mincha is the schwachste davenim by Klal Yisrael. They're loif davenim free, they're loif tahin, they're loif taher, they daven in Mincha Shabbos, befraut in the summer, they have to say, I'm a matzel sein. But the way we daven Shabbos Mincha is from the schwachste davening. You know why? Or the Yetzirah waste, at the Koyach HaTfila Shabbos by Mincha, is a neurodike Koyach HaTfila. Demut is the zman of a mushunodike Koyach HaTfila. We spoke by Vinit Vilasi Lacha. We spoke the Koyach HaTfila. Why do we have that Koyach HaTfila? Because we have Moshe, Yosef, and David. Why? Because Tfila needs three things. Tfila needs Moshe. Tefillah needs koyach ha-teira. Without koyach ha-teira, the tefillah doesn't become nana. The ikar koyach for tefillah to become nana is with koyach ha-teira. Tefillah needs Yosef. Tefillah needs Shmir Sabris. And tefillah needs David, the bittel of David HaMelech. The bittel of David HaMelech. The bechina of Malchus, of Lesley Megar Meklum. When you get these three bechinas of Moshe, Yosef, and David, that brings out the koyach of tefillah b'shleimus. And that's why it's the person realizes the godless of Mincha. Daika, because these three are nisoyer, they're koyach and mincha. Or the way it says in Zohar Kodesh, they were nostalgic, these three, bishas mincha. So we have the koyach of these three, which gives us the ability that a person should be able to go and daven the way it should be. If we look at the midos of the three, The Mida of Moshe is the Mida of Netzach. The Mida of Yosef is the Mida of Yesod. And the Mida of David is the Mida of Malchus. If we take Netzach, Yesod, and Malchus together, it will add up to 724. We know from the Heilige B'nai Soschar that Shabbos with the Nekudais, Shteten Goyen already this, that Shabbos with the Nekudais is the Gematria 724. You take the Pasach and the Komets of Shabbos. A Pasach is 6, a Komets is 16. 16 and 6 is 22. You add it on to Shabbos, you add it on up, adds up to 724. Meaning the following, what lies in this Nekudah? When do you take the Nekudahs? When don't you take the Nekudahs? What's the Indian of what you eat on the Nekudahs when you want? It's a Nishtazay. The Nekudahs are what bring out the Zach. Without the Nekudahs, the Zach has no Tnua. As the Nefesh HaChaim is Mazbe. The Tnua of a word, the Oifen to bring out the word, bring out the Koyach of the word, is through the Nikud of the word. So the Nekudahs means when Shabbos comes the day is Galus, Shabbos comes the day is Galus, through the Nekudahs. When the Nisgalus of the Koyach of Shabbos B'Shleimus, that is the Koyach of the Nekudahs. By Bazei, we understand Shabbos by Mincha, that's the Shleimus of Shabbos, that's when the Shabbos comes out B'Isgalus, so that's why you have these three Koyaches, Netzach, Yisoid, and Malchus, which we explained is Torah, Kedusha, and the Bittel of Anova, of Lesla Megarmi Klum, that adds up to the Shleimus of Shabbos, that the Shabbos should come L'Isgalus. That's why it adds up to Shabbos with the Nekudos, and we realize with that what a person can do in the Koyach HaTfilah, and how much the Koyach of Shabbos is the greatest by Shabbos by Mincha, to bring out the Koyaches of Shabbos, and to get to the Moedikis Karvus, to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, through the Koyaches of Moshe, Yosef, and David.